Well, I would turn up to the studio with my books under one arm, ready to demonstrate all my hard hours of practice. But all Hello, Mrs. Robinson would want to do is talk. And she always made a point of locking the door. She was a handsome woman, and her husband had left her a while ago, and that was all she ever wanted to talk about. I really liked talking to her. I didn't have any other adults I could speak to like that. I think I was completely oblivious to everything at first, but when I think about it now and add things up, it is a little, I don't know, predatory or something. Like her hand would rest on my knee as we talked and sort of just hang there. And all her compliments about my maturity and all that.
Will you be my Chopin?
Well, it got intense after the night she called me at my house.
Hello, it's me.
It was late, like 8:30, and she wanted me to go and meet her at the pub on the high street.
Come immediately.
And I was all no, being 17 and under Mum's thumb at that age. But somehow, calling me at home like that, it just made me curious. And then my next lesson, I lost my virginity. It lasted until my mother found out about it and sent me to stay with my father in Melbourne. Look, I guess it's every boy's fantasy. But I was lucky to be sent away. A small town like the one I grew up in made it very awkward. But I never felt like a victim, all right? I was old enough and it was fun. But yeah, it was a strange situation. And I've never gone back to my hometown. I mean, I do have some ties. I know her children and they know me. But hopefully they don't know about what happened between us, and hopefully they never will. I don't think that would be good for either of us. To you, Mrs. Robinson.